Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. ESPN 97.5.
That's what we call ourselves. Sort of like a team.
A Gao Media Station.
Late nights come from long days. Doing all the right things in the wrong ways. Doing all the wrong for the right reason, sprinkling midnight game, call it night season.
This is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Erlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, live at Prime Social. 713-780-3776. Who's first, Dell?
Dennis.
Gopher Dennis. Gopher. Is that Minnesota Golden
Gophers? Yeah, that's Minnesota Gophers.
Yeah. Is that him? Dennis, you're a Gopher fan?
What's up, Gopher Dennis?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Yeah, that's unfortunately my favorite team since birth has been the Golden Gophers. So.
That's all right.
Wow, you're the one.
Yeah, I've got no excuses, but. Hey, if that Rockets deal is true for the 4 number 1s for Jimmy Butler, I think the Rockets are taking the Wolves to the shed on that deal.
That ain't happening.
There's a lot of people who think that's not a good deal for the T-Wolves.
Well, the T-Wolves have no choice. They get something for nothing, or they let them walk at the end of the season. Look, the Wolves have been a screwed-up franchise since its inception, and so this is just another long line of issues with the Timberwolves. So, to me, the Rockets are taking to the shed on that deal.
Yeah, that's not happening. That's just not happening. There's no way they're going to give up Jimmy Butler for four Rockets first-round picks. Now, if it was a crappy team, maybe, but there's no chance. That doesn't happen. And it's well-documented. They're not doing that. They want P.J. Tucker. They want Eric Gordon. Apparently, the Rockets want to get rid of Brandon Knight, and that's holding it up. It's just not happening. So
I don't think the trade is dead. I think the construct of the trade is up for.
But there's players involved. It's not four draft picks.
Oh, I think the Rockets know full well that they have to do something, because I think the idea. Of course, there was talk about Jimmy Butler, and this is why the fat and happy thing. I don't think the front office, the ones who put together, there was Jimmy Butler talk before the season started. So I don't think Daryl was blind to the fact that just adding Carmelo and James Ennis was maybe not going to be enough to beat the Golden State Warriors. I think he knew that this was going to be pretty tough.
Yeah, absolutely.
Remember, Golden State Warriors also last year, yeah, you got close to beating them. Guess what? They were dealing with injuries, too, to two good players, Kevin Durant and Steph Curry at different times.
Well, Daryl always likes to add good players. I mean, so this is not unusual that he's after Jimmy Butler. But I kind of disagree with you. I don't think. Do you think Daryl knew this really before the season started?
What?
that.
Well, he was already getting. He already wanted to get Jimmy Butler. I think he probably had an idea that it was going to be tough to beat Golden State. You caught them in very favorable positions last year.
Let's get Manny in here on ESPN 97.5. Manny, what's up?
Hey, guys. I think the biggest difference this year is the Western Conference has gone from, like, four teams that, as Rocket fans, you really had to be, you know, you really had to concern yourself with, you know, let's say 3 years ago, and then last year that jumped to 16. And this year, I think the West, with all the youth and what different teams are doing, I honestly think that the West is now even more tough than it has been in recent years. And the Rockets are going to start facing teams where, like the Laker game, where it was like a playoff atmosphere, and,
two
you know,
bad
it
teams.
Really did, yeah, it really did feel like, I mean, yeah, the Lakers are off to a slow start like the Rockets, but, I mean, a lot of people, a lot of guys on each team have to adjust to what they're doing because they're new to the team. And obviously that takes time, and then Chris Paul getting suspended doesn't help. James Harden getting hurt doesn't help. But I think in the long run, the bigger picture, I think the way the season's going to play out is the Rockets are going to find themselves in dogfights more often than not because simply the talent level in the West is starting to rise. And it's going to be tougher night in and night out. And you even have teams in the East that were young and not really good 2 or 3 years ago that are actually coming into their own. And the parity across the NBA is going to be a big factor in how this season plays out. Now, how the Rockets respond to that, I mean, that's yet to be seen. I mean, can they get it turned around? We don't know. Is Melo a cancer? I don't know. I mean, you would think he was with his reputation and whatnot, and the fireworks between him and D'Antoni in New York coming into play, and blah 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 blah. But I just think the competition level league wide has risen, and I'm going to be curious to see how the Rockets respond to playing these teams that are coming into their own. And I mean, listen, y'all say, you know, Trevor Ariza maybe got overpaid by Phoenix, but we can't downplay how important having him and a P.J. Tucker on the floor at the same time defensively really, really, really took the Rockets to the next level last year when it came to defense. So, I mean, I don't know. I didn't really agree with who Morey brought in as far as, like, your role player guys. Like, Michael Carter-Williams didn't make any sense to me. Gary Clark doesn't make any sense to me. The big white kid.
Gary Clark makes sense to me. He's actually a good player.
Yeah. Nah, well,
I like him. Okay, here's the thanks for the call, Manny. Here's my thing that, you know, yeah, I was all on board with this. The Western Conference. Here's the thing. You know why everyone said the Western Conference was tough? Because Golden State, Houston, and now L.A. Houston and L.A. are two of the teams playing the worst basketball. Does anyone really believe in Sacramento? No. Denver, no one. I mean, Denver's got a good team. Maybe we believe in them at 7-1. The Utah Jazz right now are at 4-3. This is what's, you know, to me, a little bit strange, John, is that, yeah, the West looks tough on paper, but one of the reasons it looks tough is because of the Lakers and the Rockets, and they're not playing good basketball right now.
No.
So if the Lakers and Rockets don't end up being good teams, I think it diminishes how strong we were talking about the West was. I don't know about Portland and Denver and Sacramento and some of these San Antonio. Are they really better than the good teams in the East? Is this really the West that much tougher than the East if the Rockets and Lakers are down?
It means it's even deeper. If they're the bad teams, it means it's even deeper.
No, it doesn't. You believe in Sacramento? They're one of the bad teams because they're just bad. You think it's because everyone else is so good? I think the Rockets and Lakers are just not good right now.
Yeah.
Well, and maybe they're trying to figure things out.
Yeah.
But I just don't think they're very
good.
Doesn't
it always take some time?
Well now you're
like
on board with
– Well, LeBron – no, it always takes LeBron a little bit of time to
right.
– whatever team he goes to, right?
Right.
It always takes him some time. So we'll see if they're a bad team. I don't believe that they're a bad team.
You believe the Rockets are a bad team? Because Rockets are more talented than the Lakers.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea what the Rockets are, if you want to know the truth. No,
not either.
No idea. All right, 713-780-3776, 813 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5. What do we got here? I want to talk about
what?
Do you think I had any Coors Lights yesterday?
I do. Did you see Dan Holden, the listener, tweeted you a picture of that with seaweed, organic seaweed.
Why would you
dried seaweed that he was having as a snack chips with his
Here's
Coors
the
Light.
Deal.
Did you like that?
No. Here's the deal. If you're gonna have to have some organic seaweed,
yeah.
Isn't it better with Coors Light?
I mean, that's for you to decide.
No, it's for everybody to decide. If you have to eat that crap, you might as well have something good with it, and that's Coors Light. I mean, honestly, why would you eat that? But if you're going to eat something that's horrific, no, don't put it on there. If you're going to eat something that's horrific, have a Coors Light with it, and it makes it better. Everything is better with a Coors Light. I mean, honestly, what is not better? If you're standing in line at the bank, isn't it better if you have a Coors Light? Yes. If you're playing poker, it's better. If you're playing golf, it's better if you have a Coors Light. If you're at the movies, it's better if you have a Coors Light. If your wife is yelling at you, it's better if you have a Coors Light. Okay, sometimes she's yelling at you because you have a Coors Light. It's okay. All right? She couldn't have to fade it. All you need to do is climb on, brother. Climb on, brother. It's Coors Light. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light.
The guy is drunk.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
Go. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, we got a bunch of callers. Look at this.
I assume it's Rockets calls. It could be something else. I don't know.
They all want to talk Rockets? Well, Chuck wants to talk sports, right?
Okay.
Chuck does? Chuck doesn't sound like a Rocket fan to me.
Chuck Hayes?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Chuck?
Not much, man. I got a real serious question. I just want to know, guys, can we get back to the Rockets ball of the first three quarters of last season? Because if y'all remember, that last month and into the playoffs is when we kind of grounded to a halt. With everything that we were known for, we were smashing teams for three quarters. And then I know playoff basketball slows down, but it doesn't seem like we have that extra gear that we used to have. I mean, it seems like it started at the end of last year. I just want to know, and I think it's incumbent on D'Antoni to find that again. I just want to think what y'all know about that. Thank you.
I thought they were good in the playoffs. I thought they were really good right up until Chris Paul got hurt. And then they were really good in the first half of both of those games, 6 and 7. I don't know.
I get the point because I remember we discussed a little bit how things had changed for them and how they went about it. Maybe the defense ratcheted up in the playoffs, but they were grinding Utah to dust. That's how they won those games. It wasn't simply these. We talked about how great their burst was during the season, how maybe only second to Golden State in terms of their offensive burst where they could put a team away. Things did change a little bit. Part of that was guys were being held out for rest. But even in the playoffs, things are more of a grind as opposed to their free-flowing. But that's how the playoffs usually are. I don't know if it is held over from last year or maybe they're just bad now.
Yeah, they're just missing shots. Honestly, Eric Gordon is shooting like crap. Chris Paul is shooting like crap. And JD had a point. He's like, dude, Chris and James Harden have played two games together.
I mean, it is worth noting.
No. That first game against New Orleans was eye-opening.
Well, that's what I keep going back to. Like, they played in that one together. But we really do. I mean, but then they beat the Lakers. And it's not a great team, but it was a game that LeBron really wanted. It was a lively atmosphere. You know, these we brought up the Bovada numbers where the Rockets have gone from like 7.5 to 1 to 12 to 1, which is not as big a drop
it's
as
not
it feels
as big,
like.
Nearly as big.
We kind of thought Dell had it at 25 to 1 for the Rockets. It was his guess. John 40 to 1, and they're not going to overreact that quickly. But I mean, we do have to. I still, you know what? This is the problem, though, John. Yeah, well, there's no Chris and there's no James. Together, they haven't played together. Well, you know what there is? There is Chris right now, and they're still getting beat 19. There was Chris Paul on the court when I watched him get. They were losing by 27 most of the game. They ended up losing by 21 to the Clippers. Chris Paul was on the floor there. That's not acceptable at home to lose by 20.
No.
Or 19 every game. It's not acceptable.
Even without James, they shouldn't have lost by 20 to Portland.
That's the problem that I'm having. Yes, they haven't played together, but they are getting smashed right now. That just doesn't make sense for a team that did what they did last year. Let's get Biscuit in here next up. I know Biscuit wants to talk Rockets basketball.
I want
to
know if he's a Biscuit away from how much.
No, Biscuit is a ball player. He's not going to be a big, heavy guy. Biscuit, were you the one that used to drive – they used to drive athletes around or used to drive teams around in a bus?
I used to coach a lot of AAU ball and stuff like
coach
that.
Oh, coach of AAU. Okay, I was thinking of somebody else. What's going on, Biscuit?
Yeah. Man, look here. I heard your caller earlier or whatever, and this narrative about the Rockets not playing defense, let's get off of that. It's not the problem. They can't put the ball in the hole.
Yeah.
And let's quit talking about Melo. Melo is not – you know what the problem is for the Rockets right now? And you guys just talked about it. It's Chris Paul. And I don't know what's going on. I don't know if he's fully recovered. I don't know. But Chris Paul, if he don't raise his level of play, the Rockets, everything the Rockets did was contingent upon Chris Paul playing at the level we've seen him play against the Clippers. I mean the Warriors. He is not playing at that level. If you watch the Clipper game, people blowing by him, laying it up on him, he's hit those little mid-range shots. He can't finish. He's not creating enough points. He's not creating opportunity for other players. Everything is based off of Chris Paul. And if he don't play at a certain level, the rest of the guys, Eric Gordon, all them, they're limited. So if we quit looking at Melo, and we need to look at Chris Paul. He has to raise his level of play, period.
He really does.
He really does.
And Chris has not played well with James out. Not like he's supposed to.
No, he's not been good.
No. But nor has Eric Gordon. Actually, you really want to know the truth? Carmelo, now last game notwithstanding, Carmelo actually has been okay in some of those blowout losses. That's why it's easy to point to him like he's the bad guy that makes everything worse. The fact is there have been there's way more problems than just saying, oh, it's Carmelo. Nah, I mean, it's nice for a narrative, and you know, I could try to sit and harp on that. But, I mean, if you watch the games, you know that it's a lot more than that. And one guy tried to tell me, well, it's all Carmelo, because if you actually knew anything about the analytics, they're a huge minus team when Carmelo's on the court. I know, I get that. I believe that. But here's my problem with that, to act like it's all Carmelo. You mean players stop playing defense when he gets on the court? They magically stop. They magically start missing shots. You can't – they're not making – Eric Gordon is not making shots. That's not on Carmelo. Chris Paul is not in a flow offensively. That's not – you can't just put that on Carmelo. This is a grown-ass man who has led several offenses for several teams. They're not – Clint Capella hasn't really shown up. They're not getting many of the lob dunks that they did before. Now, I would tell you that has a lot to do with James being out. But that's a problem. It does show you how dependent this team is upon James Harden now. Man, apparently, give James the MVP right now. If you want to start doing that argument that people do with, but who's the most valuable of their team? It's obviously James Harden.
Well, but when Chris Paul was out and James was there, they still got smashed. I mean.
What was one game?
Yeah, well.
That was
they
the Clipper
still got
game.
Smashed.
And James left that game.
And when James was there, they got smashed by New Orleans.
But then they smashed the Lakers by 6.
I like to say smashed.
7.
713-780-3776. One more call, Dell. Who is it? Who's next? Scott is here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Scott?
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
Good, Scott.
Doing good. How you doing?
I'm all right. The thing with the Rockets is they built their team around a guy who physically disappears every time they need him the most. And they built their team around a guy who mentally disappears every time they need him the most.
Physically is Paul, mentally is James. I want to make sure I get the categories right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. I mean, James is a me guy. If he wasn't a me guy, he'd still be in Oklahoma. Well, maybe not now, but he never would have left Oklahoma City and would have stayed with Durant and Westbrook.
Listen, I'm on record, and I retracted last year, but I'm on record as saying the Rockets will never win anything with James Harden. He's just not clutch. I'm with you. I think he is a me guy. But he's a great, great player. He's a great, great player.
He is a tricky player. He is.
Will they ever win with James? Okay, gun to your head. Rockets win a title with James Harden.
Not now. I can't see it because and I'm saying it
how
less
many
because
more years
James,
they got him for 20.
Yeah, but I'm saying less because of James and more because how are you beating Golden State now?
Maybe they'll split up. Maybe somebody will go if Klay Thompson.
Well,
leaves,
one guy will leave.
Klay Thompson
but
will leave.
If Kevin Durant leaves, Klay Thompson's not leaving. So if Kevin Durant leaves, Klay's going to stay. I feel like Draymond.
You feel
Klay,
like they're
going to
win
Steph
for the
Curry.
Next 10 years?
Well, I feel like they're better than the Rockets. Yeah, and they're not as old as the Rockets. So, yeah, I mean, I feel like they're better constructed. This just in, one of the dynasties of all time in basketball history. That's what we're in the middle of watching. We're in the middle of watching one of the all-time great dynasties in basketball history. It feels like hyperbole because we're in the middle of it, but it is true. I mean, that is what we're
watching.
This
is the Lakers of the 80s, the Bulls of the 90s.
Well, Lakers of the 80s or Celtics of the 80s. I mean, there happen to be two dynasties there.
Yeah, well, the Lakers had more
titles. It's really the Bulls.
Yeah.
Only with a bunch of Jordans. Well, that's disrespectful.
That is.
A bunch of Jordan lights.
You insulted them a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
A bunch of Jordan lights. A bunch of Jordan lights,
Jordan
right?
Jordan lights, okay.
Yeah, that's
good. All right.
I mean, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson.
Disrespectful to Michael.
Klay Thompson, like, is 100 times better than Steve Kerr as a shooter. Maybe not 100 times, but he's Steve Kerr with a cheat code. Steph Curry is there was no Bull player that played like Steve Curry. And then I don't even know what Kevin Durant is. No, I don't think the Rockets could beat them. But I also don't think James Harden is the guy that puts you on his back and he wins championships.
No, he doesn't.
But you really want to know the truth? Dream could do that, but the reason Dream won two championships, the players around him stepped up and made plays. You covered those teams. We lived and died with those teams.
Bob Horry didn't make a shot until the game was on.
Kenny Smith's monster game one. You need a little help with Nick Anderson missing. Big shot Bob in the San Antonio series. Mario Elie, the kiss of death. These guys, Clyde Drexler, obviously, in the first series, it was a ton of defense. I mean, that New York series was just a fist
grind.
Fight. The whole
Sam
thing
Cassell
was.
Stepping
but
up.
Sam Cassell in game three in New York. I mean, those are monster performances by guys that were ancillary players. James has to have that, too. He's not, but here's the difference. When it was on the line, I knew Dream could rise to the occasion. I wish I felt that way,
no,
James.
Don't.
I just don't.
You know what I feel?
And there's
been
a lot of sample size to dig in with. Too.
I just don't feel like James is as clutch as John Clay Wolf is. I just don't. You're going to hear John Clay Wolf tomorrow morning on this show being clutch, on this air at this time tomorrow morning. Well, no, in a half hour, 24 and a half hours from now, you'll hear John Clay Wolf right here on ESPN 97.5. You can sell him your car right there on the air. You tell him, okay, I got a 2016 Ford F-150. He'll tell you how much it's worth, how many miles, what kind of shape is it in, okay? Does it have the sunroof? Does it have all the blah, bing, blah, blah? And he goes, yeah, here's what I'll give you for it. You go, oh, I just got over on you, John Clay Wolf. That's right. You get over on John Clay because he's not that bright. He's really not.
This show is is there a Super Bowl in town? Because this feels like Super Bowl 2004. He's calling at Dell. Are you? This is historic. John Clay Wolf, my advertiser, he's not that bright.
He's not. I'm just saying. You can get over on him. That's all I'm saying. Call him and tell him. And he's going to give you a price, and you're going to you'll laugh at his face.
I feel like this is something that would entice people. Like, if I can get over on this guy,
you're
I'm going to do
over.
It.
You're going to get over. And he'll admit it. He's not that bright. Right now, GiveMeTheVin.com. You go to GiveMeTheVin.com. Get more than your car is worth because John Clay Wolf, I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. Give me the VIN.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Live at Prime Social. We are playing at noon. Come on, come on, come and play. I need, you know what? I need Flash to come here. We'll have a showdown. And it'll decide who's going to win, LSU or Alabama.
I don't know if that's going to decide it. Yeah. I just saw that they had Alabama. It said could be 8 first-round picks playing in the LSU-Alabama game. And I don't know the my players as well as I need to yet.
Well,
because
not
I'm
this
just
year,
getting,
but 8 first-rounders maybe in the next over the
well,
next few.
I don't know. For LSU, who am I missing? I would think Greedy, but maybe they say Grant. Who's the safety?
Oh, are they saying in this game?
Yeah.
Oh, 8 first. Oh, for both teams. Oh, I could see that.
No, yeah.
Greedy, Devin.
Devin White.
Devin White.
Yeah. Greedy, Devin White.
I'm going to tell you what.
Grant, is it Delpit? The safety everyone really likes, too.
Yeah, and there's a defensive tackle for the LSU that is
I'll need to dig in. Like I just started digging. Right now I'm watching Rodney Anderson. I'm not going to be as high on Rodney Anderson as people expect. Just doesn't have a lot of juice. He's a good player, productive, but I'm
What's
not going to be
injury?
As. I think it was AC. I think it was dislocated. Well, I saw the play where he got dis.
That's going to hurt him.
It hurts, but he's not quite the dynamic runner that I thought. He's got a great pace, and I don't want to get too far into it now.
Right,
but
right.
I think he's more going to be more like a Royce Freeman type.
Well, there are going to be Alabama guys, offensive linemen,
Quinnen Williams,
defensive tackles.
Raekwon.
Yeah. If your name is Quan,
I don't think
you're a first rounder.
It's what it's turned into. I don't
really,
think it's,
literally.
I don't think it's going to be Mack Wilson.
Saquon, Roquan, Raekwon, all of them.
A lot of them.
All the Quans.
So you got you may be including
almost Asian and you know what?
Jonah Williams. I'm just going to ignore Dallas, just roll through. Just try to save our show. Jonah Williams. The tackle from that. Yeah, I mean, 8 seems high to me. Maybe they're looking at Tua and they're saying future. Maybe they're saying future. I don't really feel comfortable with that just yet. With using
Waddell,
futures.
Waddell?
Jerry Jeudy.
Jerry Jeudy for sure.
Jalen Waddell.
Yeah.
He'll be a first. He's only a freshman.
I don't know.
Dude.
The point is, imagine that. LSU and Alabama have a zillion players who can, between them, not as many on LSU. Green.
No,
but they got a couple that are high end. Now I was there 2 years ago on the field before the game with dude. I'm trying to remember what was the number 56, the outside linebacker who went to Tim Williams. It was Tim Williams, Jerron Reed, A'shaun Robinson, Leonard Fournette. Like I was watching grown ass pro football players who were playing in a college game. It was unbelievable. They had Jamal Adams. I mean, these were big time dudes who were playing for LSU Alabama. See, I actually don't know that there's as
Waddle, not Waddell.
Yeah, I don't know that there's as much talent on the field, and believe it or not, in this Alabama LSU game now as there was a couple years ago when Jalen Hurts. And see, that's back when Alabama gave you a chance because the quarterback couldn't bury you. Now Alabama's quarterback can bury you. That's why I don't know how they lose. I don't think this defense is as good as Bama's defense is in the past. But that was a grinder game between LSU and Alabama. And then it just started – and then Alabama was like, let's just snap it to Jalen Hurts and let him run. Power. And that's how they ended up winning the game, basically. It wasn't because he was dynamic as a passer. Now you got a dynamic passer to go with another Calvin Ridley in Jerry Jeudy. And I'm like, this is why Bama is so unbeatable. Tua's not making mistakes. Now, I don't think he's really been truly challenged just yet. And LSU is going to give him a great challenge, and it's a great – we'll learn a lot about Alabama in Death Valley. I'll tell you that. We'll learn a lot about them. I just don't think LSU's talented enough offensively to get to at least the high 20s. I don't think they can do it.
All right.
You're not keeping
we got
Bama.
Something brewing here. We got Flash. Bring up Flash, Dell, and bring up Tiny. Because Tiny was a little bit upset with Flash when he called in.
What was he upset about?
Because Flash was being snotty about his Alabama Crimson. Uh-huh. Tiny is all LSU all the time, okay. And he's not. He married a Bama girl, but I think he's disgusted by that right now. Okay,
why? He's got a bunch of championships.
Who, doesn't Tiny?
You lived through LSU championship.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tiny gets to
2003, 2007.
He gets to claim Bama championships, doesn't he?
Who, Tiny?
Yeah, he married into it.
No,
yeah.
No, he doesn't. No, he hates Bama championships, right, Tiny?
That's not how this works.
Is that how it works, Tiny?
No. No, Alabama.
Don't you just say SEC, SEC at games, and you get all the championships?
No. Good God, no. God, I was pulling for Georgia so hard last year in the national championship game.
Everybody,
but I will say this. Here's something good. Bama has more championships than their fans normally have teeth. So, you're going somewhere good on that
duh,
one.
Duh, but duh, I will, duh, dad joke.
I will tell you this. Kaduga Flugaloga, whatever that dude
you know
name
his
is,
name.
He hasn't faced a secondary like he's gonna face tomorrow. That's a fact.
Suck and on I that Flash.
That is a fact.
Suck Delpit, on that Flash.
It's not gonna be Delpit. It's not gonna be Greedy. It's gonna be Vincent Jr. that's going to come up with a pick tomorrow.
How about that?
All right.
I'm telling
all right, Flash, how's that taste?
We heard it here first. Flash, are you there?
Flash.
Hey.
You there?
What's up,
yeah,
Flash? Have you heard this LSU propaganda?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. But what I wanted to ask you real quick, do you guys put credence in the SEC sandwiches where the teams have an off non-conference game in between two SEC games?
What do you mean by
State
that?
Hosting Louisiana. Well, Mississippi State is hosting Louisiana Tech. They just came off a big A&M win.
Oh, he's
and
looking
now
for
they've
a gambling.
Got Alabama looking ahead. So,
yeah, I put credence in that, absolutely.
Yeah, so they're laying 23. When I wrote my line this week, I made State 14. I thought it was a big overlay.
I would take the points for sure. It just play the situation. You notice right now Flash is like, well, Bama, we already got Bama. I'm not even worried about Bama. He's on to another
there's
game.
There's a game. Bama's playing a game
this
weekend.
He's not concerned.
He's on to another game, John.
You better watch. You're going to get Joe Burrowed.
That usually affects the team he's on, John.
I've got a prop bet for John.
All right,
so Alabama played A&M. We scored 31 in the first half. So LSU plays A&M. I will give you LSU team total 31 for the whole freaking game. I'll give you plus 125. And I'll give your LSU caller, Tiny, a free subscription to Hooked on Phonics so he can learn how to say Tungavaloa.
Here he goes. Here comes
bet.
Alabama firing back.
Free subscription to
Hooked
on Phonics.
He couldn't say Tungavaloa. He had to start with Tua.
I want to ask you a question there, Flash.
Up on Tungavaloa.
I want to ask you a question, Flash. How many people move their whole family and not only the immediate family but their relatives as well from Hawaii to Tuscaloosa? How many and
if you're a top you want to go play in Hawaii? You mean the whole family?
The whole
It's a family unit, right, Dale?
Oh, is it? How, yeah.
You bring
how does that
closeness.
Work?
Where
whatever.
The entire family,
Fournette's family,
and cousins all
ask
move.
Ask the Fournettes.
Oh.
Ask the Fournettes.
They were in New Orleans.
Hold on. Ask the Wayne Bowes family how that family wound up from Miami into Baton Rouge. Ask the Wayne Bowes family.
Miami?
Yeah.
Okay, from Hawaii to Tuscaloosa.
So what? It's just a plane trip, whatever.
Similar climates.
Why did the Wayne Bowes family wind up in Miami? I mean, in Baton Rouge. Why did that happen?
Because they love their son?
Uh-huh.
Listen to me. Okay, who moves from Hawaii to Tuscaloosa? And oh, by the way, doesn't that cost
smart
a little
people.
Bit of money? I wonder how that happened.
The family has money.
That's Nick Saban because he paid for it.
Oh, thank you.
There's Flash.
There's Tiny.
I mean, there's Tiny coming in on that. Ask
Tiny.
Nick Saban because he paid for it.
He didn't pay for it. Don't worry.
It wasn't
they
Nick
got,
who paid
don't
for
worry.
It.
They got briefcases.
I'm sorry. Do y'all not know the rules of the SEC that you aren't supposed to
stop
openly
snitching.
Snitch on
stop
each other?
Stop snitching. By the way, speaking of Nick Saban, they asked him on his radio show about what he's going to do in terms of kickoff. Is he going to elect to receive or defer? He goes, I hope we elect to kick ass.
Ooh. Ooh, he dad joked you.
Ooh. Yeah, all 5'5" of him.
Yeah, yeah.
Nick Saban.
The next time Nick Saban kicks somebody's ass.
Can you get that man gave you your national championship?
Yeah,
you better put some respect
stop
on his
it,
name,
Tiny.
John.
He brought respect back to LSU.
He brought respect to your wife's family. They were like, Nick Saban,
no.
Nick Saban, Nick
all,
Saban.
That was all Les Miles. That was all Les.
Les Miles
he
did everything he could to tear it down.
Flash and
Tiny, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
This is... John, you
goodbye.
Put some respect on his name immediately.
Screw Nick Saban.
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
You did.
You did insult Nick Saban a little bit.
He's 5'6". He's not 5'5". Nick's taller than that, by the way, too. He's like 5'8". 5'9".
No.
5'8". No. I got a picture of him right next to Dabo.
No.
Dabo was a walk-on. How tall is Dabo?
They're tall enough.
You know who's... Who you know how he could get stronger? Men's T Clinic. That's how he could get stronger.
I visited with...
sure, he needs it.
Yeah, I visited... No, he didn't. I visited with Jason yesterday. As a matter of fact, we went and had lunch, and Jason's one of the owners of Men's T Clinic. And, you know, they got the two locations. I do want to tell you about, you know, for me, it's really about quality of life. And I always bring this up, but when you start down the road to getting treatments from Men's T Clinic, if you go in and you get diagnosed, your testosterone is low, what happens is they'll start you on a course of treatments, and that treatment, it's pretty consistently will give you that energy boost within the first 3 days. That's when it really kicks in and hits you. But within a couple months, you start to notice a difference in body type. Now, if you start to pair with that some sensible eating and just a little bit of exercise, you're definitely going to see results much more quickly. You pair in a good diet with a lot of exercise and workouts, and you're going to see great results. And if you're someone who is a workout guy anyway and you're not seeing the same results you used to get, there is a good chance that testosterone is lower, especially if you're over the age of 40. Get in and check out your testosterone numbers. What's the worst that can happen? On Tuesdays, they open at 7 a.m., and they're also open on Saturdays from 8 a.m. until 1 a.m. Get in and get tested. And if you are low in testosterone, they'll work with your insurance company to get them to pay for your treatments, and you can get back to the quality of life that you deserve and feel like the real you that you were when you were in your 20s and 30s. It is possible. It's happened for me. It can happen for you too. Men's T Clinic, 4 locations around the Houston area, Pasadena, Pearland, Cypress, and, of course, the Heights. Go to mensteaclinic.com.
ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 713-780-3776. I can't watch this. This Andrew Jones press conference. Did you see this? Ugh. He beat leukemia.
Yeah.
No, I can't watch.
Is it that bad or good or whatever?
Good. It's so good.
It was. I saw the video where he came out, just literally had like a backpack on and just grabbed a ball and just went out on a court and just shot it. And like, this is my first shot after. It's been a while, right?
It was last year. Yeah. What? He's on.
Yeah, you're good.
He's playing this season. He's just dealing with an injury right now. So, you know, by all counts, he's looking pretty good right now. So we'll see what happens. That's awesome, man, that he beat it. That's a great story.
Andrew Jones is the Texas basketball player that had Luke
really good
team.
One.
Yeah.
Really good one. Could have elected to come out after his first year, but then, you know, went to the combine. And, you know, NBA, NCAA work hand-in-hand where you can go to the combine, you know, go work out, and if the scouts tell you, look, you got like second round grade on you, then you can come back. So he did that, and he comes back, and then he was diagnosed with leukemia. And hopefully, you know, he's back to normal now, and hopefully he can have a good career because he is a guy that could flourish into a good prospect. Yeah. He has the size. He has the scoring ability. Mm-hmm. He has the mental makeup, obviously. I mean, the guy just beat leukemia. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. You got something there. So hopefully this season works out for him. In Texas, man, they just added some athletic-ass dudes. They had their, you know, Midnight Madness deal. You've got dudes throwing down dunks from the free throw line, throwing down windmills from the free throw line. This is going to be an athletic team. If their point guard play stays consistent, it'll be a fun team to watch, and maybe they can do something in the tournament for once.
I got to tell you, it's just been so disappointing.
Fell asleep.
It's been so
disappointing.
It's been so disappointing that Shaka, I really did expect a lot more from Shaka Smart, and I know a lot of people did too. But we'll see if this is going to be the year for them. Isn't it, you know, Andrew, speaking of Andrew Jones, have we even talked enough or given enough credit to Andre Howe coming back from lymphoma this quickly? That I feel like that deserves – when I heard he was coming back and playing, I was like, wait, what? How is that possible to come back this quickly? And, you know, it reminds me of when James Conner – James Conner's one of the great stories. When I wrote him up, he's just kind of a bruiser, and, you know, he was a tough guy, and I figured, yeah, he's a short yardage back and can play in the league for a little bit. And then he ended up losing some – but he was working out through his cancer treatments, like doing all the same workouts, and I thought, this guy is a badass dude right here. And then the story of him beating cancer – and then doing what he's doing in the NFL is incredible. But just I feel like sometimes we get desensitized. Andre Howe, that's a really, really, really big deal. This Andrew Jones thing, that's a really, 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 really big deal to be able to get through that. The mental challenge of addressing your own mortality at such a young age has got to be just
– oh, my God.
Or maybe it's easier to
especially
deal with when
you're
younger. I don't know.
When you're an athlete and you're invincible. But I think that probably helps. That you know what? You ain't beating me.
Yeah.
I'm invincible.
There's something to having a goal there that, look, okay, here, look, I'm going to get over the recovery.
Right.
I know I got to get back into the gym. I got this. That might help a little bit also. I mean, it's just, you're right, Lance. It's something that we should be talking about more and celebrating, man. That's
It is awesome.
Good for the kid, man.
Let's get Reagan in here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Reagan?
Good morning, everyone. I know there's not much going on this weekend in sports, and the number one story is opening of deer season, which is a state holiday in Texas. And I'm glad Raheel's in. I would like all three of your opinion of this upcoming deer hunting season. Do y'all think the heavy rains is going to, you know, affect the acorn crop, therefore slow down the bucks moving? Overall thoughts on this upcoming deer hunting season?
That acorn rain thing is such leftist propaganda.
I want to hear from Raheel on this one.
Like true hunters like myself, we know that that's just
a liberal agenda
that's being pushed to cut back on deer hunting season.
Here's what I think. Those freaking deer, they keep eating grass, and those sons of – they got to die, okay? Mm-hmm. If you keep eating grass and walking around and quietly and, like, not disturbing anybody, you deserve to die. So, everybody, get out there this weekend and kill as many deer as you possibly can, because those sums of – they got to die.
Have y'all gone hunting
they
before?
They need to die.
I did once.
Deer hunting.
When I was younger. I did once when I was younger. It wasn't very organized, but I did once. There was nothing. I can't even catch a fish.
I've gone. No, I ripped the lips off a fish once.
Captain Ron, is that possible?
It is.
Because you can rip lips off of
it. No, honestly, I pulled it so hard when I caught, and I got the, and the lips were on
it. I feel like
something
wasn't done properly.
The fish went over the boat. That was improper.
No, but I feel like something
didn't. Well, with my Popeil pocket fisherman, too.
That's
your first mistake.
You know, the whole thing about, like, you kill what you eat, and there's a connection.
No.
Joe Rogan's really into that.
Dude, is it Meat Eater on Netflix?
Is that really good?
With Steve Rinella? Yeah.
I've heard it was really good.
I think there's going to be a push in hunting because the way he does it, it's not like, yeah, let's go kill stuff. No, this is understanding that there is a connection between
You know what this connection is? H-E-B.
Yeah.
You know what? JJ and Deshaun, they tell me to go to – and Carlos, they all tell me to go to H-E-B, and that's my – I go there – and I buy steak.
You can't buy deer meat at HEB, though.
You can't buy venison? I don't think so, either.
I don't think so. I haven't seen
it. You go get it at Peach Fine Meats.
Yeah.
You get venison?
I want to go.
Venison sausage here.
So none of us have ever gone deer hunting.
No. I have.
You have, but
I haven't shot. I've been around. Like JT's high school coach, he went. It was like 300 yards away, and he pow. Yeah. And then you get up, and the tongue's out of the mouth, and it's really gross. Here's the deal. I don't care. Go kill. I don't care. Go kill deer. But I mean, how can you not kill a deer when it's such a savage beast that wants to destroy everything in its path?
As you mentioned, the deer are so quiet they sneak up on you. They are peeping toms.
You think that
your family could be a victim, that they could just roll up on you and just look quietly?
I go.
Do you want that?
I go.
Do you want them looking quietly?
They just roll up and go.
Yeah, and they look. Well, actually, they run away as soon as
I'm
going to
find a video
as soon as they smell you.
Deer attacks man, and then I'm going to show you how dangerous it can be.
Dude, I want to go hunting so badly. I want to get my first kill, and then somebody rubs a blood on under my eyes.
That's not what happens.
Yeah, you do.
Yes,
you have
is.
To. Yeah, you
first
have to.
Kill. Yeah,
your first kill. You
I feel
have
like Cap
to.
Cap Ron would know, but
Cap, don't they? They rub blood on you.
He doesn't know anything. He's never heard anything about rubbing blood into your eyes.
We call him Cap Ron because he was captain of a dodgeball team, not because he's a hunter like Captain. What's his name? The morning show guy.
Hold on. Here's Cap Ron.
Trying to see
mic.
If I can get my mic. It does.
It's working.
Is that where you guys hear me now? I'm from California. We don't hunt.
Oh,
I'm telling you, he's dodgeball.
I thought he was from Hawaii.
No.
He is
from Hawaii.
I am from Hawaii.
Hawaii and California?
Yeah.
But
you got to claim both.
You
got to claim both.
They barely want to take coconuts off the trees in Hawaii, let alone kill stuff.
Man,
are you crazy?
I don't want to shoot deer, man.
Actually, but in Hawaii, you do a lot of boar hunting.
Yeah. The boars are now. There's some
a lot
bitches.
Of wild boars
yeah,
he's
the
not
boars
Captain
are bad.
Mick. Captain Mick, who I was thinking about, Captain Mick, and who's his co-host on the hunting and fishing show before you guys at 6:10?
I have no
Captain
idea.
Benny. I thought
Benny.
It was
Benny.
Yeah, it was Benny.
Who's Captain
Benny.
Mick.
I don't know.
No, Captain Benny.
Captain Benny was things would happen there. He'd tell you some hunting stories.
Man,
yeah.
That was.
I don't think
show.
You put blood on your face after.
Yeah,
your
you
first
do. You
kill.
Have to absolutely.
You don't
yes.
have to.
Yes, you do.
What are you
yes,
talking
you do.
About?
Yes, you do.
You have to.
Am I wrong? I might be wrong here.
Yeah,
I don't
no,
think
that,
I am.
That almost sounds Deliverance.
Yeah, I feel like y'all
no,
saw that in the movie.
To. You have to.
That's Lord
your
of the
first
Rings.
Kill.
Not Lord of the
Lord
Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. No. What's the other one with the
Lord of the Flies?
Yeah, that's Lord of the Flies stuff.
Stop.
That's not real.
I want to go so badly, but I don't know where. Like,
so you can put blood on your face?
No, because I want to feel that connection.
To what?
That I had my first kill.
Okay. Are you going to field dress it and eat it?
Maybe.
Okay.
I have to take it to a processing plant.
Yeah, you can do that. Michael,
all that stuff.
Eats fine meats. Michael processes.
Want to eat?
He'll do
but
it
then
for
I have to bring
I
a,
got nothing to
I got to drive a big old deer back in my car.
Yeah,
in my
right.
Prius.
You'll be the and ultimate. Then, it's the wait, most ironic picture
and it's
of
not
time.
Dead? Okay.
That'd be even
that'd
better.
Be funny.
The most ironic picture would be full-on dead field-dressed deer on tied to the hood of a Prius.
All right, listen.
That would go viral.
Well, how would you cook
that
it,
would
Lance?
Go viral.
Lance, how would you
Texas
cook
Grill Shop. TexasStarGrillShop.com is a website. So Rick and Michelle Martin, they started. I remember Rick used to work for Badia Spices, and he still carries them, by the way. And he said, you know what? These grills from Traeger are unbelievable. And that's how they got started was the Traeger wood pellet grill. And in the barbecue world, it was like, well, these wood pellets are not. This isn't a real fad. This isn't going to work for real. These are wood pellets. No, it's real wood that are spun into pellets. They're packed super tightly. We're talking about mesquite and oak and hickory and pecan, alder, apple, whatever you want. They've got them there. But at Texas Star Grill Shop, you've got now updated Traeger grills that have the digital readouts and the thermometers that you plug into the digital readout right there. You set the temperature where you want it, and it stays there. And they does the same thing for the Green Mountain, for the pits and spits. Wow. Their grill, and I thought they would never get into the wood pellet game. Oh, they're there. And so that heavy-duty, well-built construction that Pits and Spits is known for, they now have the digital setup and digital reading as well with the wood pellets. So if you love a local company that builds a great grill, you've got Pits and Spits as well. And if you are someone who loves Kamado Joe, the ceramic cookers, the oval shape, the egg shape, or maybe you're looking for the Saber infrared cooker, or you want Weber gas grills, it doesn't matter. They've got every grill you can imagine. Take your barbecuing to the next level with our friends over at Texas Star Grill Shop. From spices to rubs, they've got world championship rubs in there, marinades, pizza stones, rib racks, everything you can imagine to clean your grill. They've got outdoor kitchens that they can put in for you. I mean, let me tell you something. This is where everybody who is a novice or who is serious about barbecuing should go, because they've got everything there, even including Wagyu beef that they're selling at cost. 2045 Southwest Freeway right there at Shepherd. Stop in and see my friends. Or if you are in the Spring area, they've got a huge store there off of Louetta as well. And get your barbecuing on today. They got a great fall sale going on, and now is the time to step your grilling and barbecuing game up at TexasStarGrillShop.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.